I'm going to read a section from Keith Cuffer's story called Support Hell. And this is about a person who works in a very special place to help callers who kind of call in. Bob pressed the speaker button on the phone and Paz's voice filled the cubicle. They're coming back into the room. Ah, crap, they brought a priest. They brought a priest, man, that can't be good. What am I gonna do? Raising one finger to hush Sal, Bob released the mute button. Remain calm, Paz. Have you tried cursing them in foreign tongues? No, not yet. Let me try that. Bob pressed the mute button and groaned. What an idiot. Everyone knows you curse them in tongues first. What are they teaching them these days? He's a newbie, agreed Sal. He probably never opened the manual. Hey, are you there? It didn't work. I cursed their entire bloodline and I got nothing. They didn't even cross themselves. Bob shook his head. He's gonna need backup. Do we have anything in the area? Let me check. Sal ducked behind the wall as Bob unmuted the phone. All right, Paz. That happens sometimes. Don't worry. We still have a few tricks up our sleeves. Good. The priest has a bag. He's opening it. Oh, man, I don't like the looks of this. Paz, I want you to start whispering. Keep your voice down and draw them in close. Oh, okay, I can do that. Bob rolled his eyes. Wait until one of them leans over you, then I want you to vomit. Projectile vomit, said Sal from behind the wall. Make sure he uses the pea green vomit. You hear that, Paz? Yeah, projecto green vomit. I'm working on it. Good, let us know how it goes. Hitting the mute button once more, Bob said, pea green vomit? I would have gone with the pumpkin orange. Sal popped his head over the cubicle wall. We're running low on orange. No one uses the green anymore. We got orders from up top to push it when we can. Fantastic. What about backup? Sal grinned, revealing rows of sparkling white teeth. I found a unit. They'll be there in under a minute.